It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 4th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is succumb, spelled S-U-C-C-U-M-B. Succumb is a verb that means to yield to superior strength or force or overpowering appeal or desire. It can also mean to be brought to an end, such as death, by the effect of destructive or disruptive forces. Here's the word used in a sentence from Good Food by Keith Kendrick. Of all the food experiences I have missed in the last year, one stands out. My regular trip to a falafel stall on the edge of London's Shepherd's Bush Market. It sold the greatest falafels I've ever tasted, crisp and crunchy on the outside, succumbing to a fluffy interior, bright green with parsley and coriander. If the idea of someone succumbing brings to mind the image of a person lying down before more powerful forces, you have an excellent grasp of the Latin that gave English the word succumb. Succumb derives from the French word succomber, which is itself from the Latin word succumbere, meaning to fall down or to yield. Succumbere was formed by combining sub, meaning under, with cumbere, meaning to lie down. The earliest application of succumb in the late 15th century was as a transitive verb meaning to bring down or to overwhelm, but this sense is now obsolete. The current sense of to yield first appeared in print in the early 17th century. The more specific use, yielding to a disease or other destructive force, followed decades later. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.